Welcome to the Adair Township Board of Supervisors, March 26, 2024 meeting. This is our regularly scheduled meeting. We had a very quick executive session just now, just to discuss legal issues, and we will have an executive session following our meeting to discuss a real estate issue. So welcome, everybody. I'm calling the meeting to order. And our first order of business is the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Mr. Christian, if you wouldn't mind taking the roll.
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
And Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
There are four present, Madam Chair. Supervisor Ruzza notified the office that he did not be in attendance this evening.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Christman. Just as a reminder for everyone who is here this evening, our meetings are recorded for the interest of taking accurate minutes. So if you are here to put comments on the record or you're here as one of the agenda items, please make sure that you come up to the podium. Speak clearly. Make sure that you give us your name and your address so that we can make sure that we have it for our minutes. So with that, I will open up the meeting for our first opportunity for public comments. So if there's anyone here that would like to place comments on the record, they're welcome to come forward and do so. Seeing that no one has stepped forward to offer public comment, we will move on to our first agenda item, which is our consent calendar. So if you were able to pick up our agenda at the back of the room, you will see that we have a number of items on our consent calendar. Approval of minutes, we have some performance security releases, as well as our payroll. So we can take all of these with one motion if there's a motion from the board to accept the consent calendar.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent calendar items A, B, and C.
Okay, motion made by Supervisor Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Any discussion or comments? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. So moving into our new business for this evening, our first agenda item is the discussion on authorizing the advertisement of an ordinance reconveying the property located at 10 West Chocolate Avenue to the Hershey Trust Company. So we'll turn this over to Mr. Armstrong to give us a briefing on this agenda item.
Sure. If the board recalls, there was a request for discussion about reconveying a portion of 10 West Chocolate Avenue back to the Hershey Trust Company. Initially, it was conveyed to the township for a specific purpose associated with public open space and or parkland. It's my understanding that the township no longer believes or feels that it's a feasible use for that parcel of property. So what we did was, pursuant to the second class township code, in order to reconvey it to the HTC, due to the fact it's not going to be currently, or it's not going to be used for the intended purpose, you needed court approval. We petitioned the court, we got court approval, and we just received the order from the judge allowing for the reconveyance of the property to HTC, Hershey Trust Company. However, pursuant to the second class township code, in order now to proceed with the actual conveyance and the closing on the property, you have to do so by ordinance pursuant to that section of the code. So the reason this is before you this evening is now that we have court approval to reconvey the property back to the Hershey Trust, now you have to advertise an ordinance specifically authorizing and proceeding with the conveyance of the property.
Are there any questions for Mr. Armstrong on this agenda item? All right, seeing that, I'll offer the motion that we authorize the advertisements of an ordinance for the conveyance of a portion of the property located at 10 West Chocolate Avenue to the Hershey Trust Company for $60,000 pursuant to the Second Class Township Code and the February 20th, 2024 court order. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Any comments or discussion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion passes. Okay, moving on to item B, request for the East Shore YMCA to hold the Trolls Hop Dash on Saturday, October 5th. They are very early in getting their approval. And Chief Warner, you wouldn't mind giving the briefing on this.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The East Shore YMCA is going on a 5K run that will be held on Saturday, October 5th, 2024 at 9 a.m. The race will start and end at Trojan Brewing Company on East Hirschberg Drive. The East Shore YMCA is a nonprofit organization, and the proceeds from the event will aid in subsidizing programs for people in the region. Due to the nature of the event and the roadways involved, roadways will need to be closed off, and only local residential traffic will be permitted while the event is going on. The roadways closed will be with state and township roadways, and will include Hirschberg Drive, Baltimore Road, Square Road, and I forgot to put it in there. I think it's Kiefer Road and Sand Beach Road. This is the same route the event organizers used the last year, and we're going to report issues encountered, and the event, the traffic plans were well managed. The event organizers are familiar with and agree to the township's reimbursement policy. Some of those traffic control points, we do let residents in the area once the group of runners is by, there's a clear path, so they can get in and out of the race route when they need to. We will be using some on-duty and off-duty police officers, on-duty community service officers, but with the amount of traffic control points, there will be some overtime that will be needed to staff this. And as said before, we really haven't had any major issues with this race. Kira Gerber from the Shore YMCA is here tonight. She can answer any questions that you would have for the event and what their goals are with the event.
Thank you, Chief. Is there any questions from the board on this agenda item? It's a great race. It's lots of fun. Glad that you guys are coming back. We'll look forward to it in October. So with that, I'm looking for a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
But the request to hold the Trokes Hop Dash 5K Run on Saturday, October 5th, 2024, starting at 9 a.m., be hereby approved.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor Corrado. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Seconded by Supervisor Sarita. Is there any comments or concerns? Hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, and the motion passes. Looking forward to seeing you in October.
Thank you.
Okay, next agenda item is the consideration of Resolution 2024-12, authorizing the Township of Derry to enter into a streetlight service agreement with PPL for the purpose of upgrading streetlights in the Cocoa Towns subdivision. Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As I had mentioned to the board late last year, we had received some communication from the Cocoa Town subdivision folks. The RHOA reached out to the township to inquire what the process would be to upgrade the streetlights within their development to go from the fluorescent lighting to LED, full LED lights, and upgrade to the luminaire at the top of the bulb that you see, that acorn bulb. What that would take, would be responsible, you know, general, really good questions, all of which I can say that I wasn't really sure until we started asking questions at PPL. And as it turns out, there is a process that PPL does go through to upgrade streetlights for municipalities to LED. There is no out-of-pocket cost to it. That program is covered through PPL. But there will be a change in the transmission costs for the electrical service that's required to power the lights. So there may be a difference in the fee, but that would be covered by an increase to the homeowners that would be assessed for that streetlight. As you're aware, we have a streetlight assessment in this township for folks that have streetlights near their homes. They do pay an assessment for that. So that assessment would cover any, or future assessment would cover any change in cost relative to the transmission of power for the lights. So in order for us to move forward, though, however, PPL does require that the township enter into a streetlight services agreement authorizing them to proceed with the upgrade, since we technically own the lights within the subdivision. It's not as if the HOA owns it, but we do. So that's what's before you tonight. The resolution authorizes us to enter into that streetlight services agreement, and furthermore, I ask that through your motion tonight that you authorize me to sign a and execute all of those documents that are related to the streetlight services agreement. Pat's office has reviewed it. We had some minor changes that we were hoping to incorporate. PPNL's council is not necessarily inclined to make some of those changes. But I don't think it's a deal breaker for the township at this point. However, if you have any questions, happy to try to answer them. But a lot of this is driven by PPL itself. So it's, I don't have a whole lot of wiggle room in what they're putting in there for sure.
Well, that's
really it. Is the HLA part of the agreement?
So the township signs the agreement on behalf, because we are the owner of
the street. Right, I'm saying they party the agreement between, is it three?
It's not a tri-party agreement.
HLA, PPNL, it's us and PPNL.
It's us and PPNL. Now, they did submit in writing to the township on February 22nd, and that letter is included in your packet, that they had an HOA board meeting that they authorized us to proceed, acknowledging that they would be responsible for any and all future costs associated with the lights.
Mr. Christen, this is a pretty interesting program. So is this something like if there's another active homeowners association in the community that wanted to switch over to LED lights and upgrade, is it something that they could do as well?
Yeah, they could certainly approach us about it. We'd be happy to take a look at it. I think there is there's an opportunity there to do that. PPNL did look at potentially upgrading all of our lights within the township. That's a traditional process, but we thought we'd start small, start with Cocoa Towns and see how it goes. Hopefully the homeowners are, they like what they see with the upgrades.
We'll let them be the test.
They wanted it, so we're going to allow it to happen, and we'll see where it goes.
Well, it's great. They have a very active HOA, so there's quite a couple of other neighborhoods that might want to do that if it works that well for them, so really interesting. So with that, we need a motion to adopt the resolution. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
I move that the Board of Supervisors approve Resolution 2024-12, authorizing the Township Manager to execute the Street Services Agreement with PPNL for the purposes of upgrading street lights in the Cocoa Town subdivision.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Corrado. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor
Wyckoff.
Any additional comments?
I actually do have a comment.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Chris, I'm a little disappointed. I don't see that these are dark sky certified. I went down to the certification sheet. I don't see that on there.
Again, we don't have a whole lot of leeway with this. Is what PPL provided to us. I hear your point. You and I have talked about it
outside
of the meeting, and I don't disagree to some extent. However, as a township, we don't have a real say on what they're willing to provide as part of their program at this point.
I understand. I just want that to be part of the record.
Understood. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisors. Yeah. With that, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Hearing none, the motion passes. Okay. Moving on to D, the final land development and stormwater management site plan for Hershey Square, proposed out parcel development plat 1353, Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Plat 1353 represents the addition of a 7,500 square foot freestanding commercial building and associated improvements to the Hershey Square Shopping Center along Hershey Park Drive. On December 6, 2022, the board conditionally approved the preliminary plan and stormwater management site plan for the project. Deferring action on the final plan pending the results of a traffic impact study and the applicant complying with numerous other conditions of the originally stated in the township's correspondence. The transportation impact study was provided as part of the final plan process. The proposal has the potential to generate 1,791 average weekday trips. Of that total average daily traffic, approximately 129 new weekday trips entering and exit will occur in the AM peak hour, and approximately 78 new trips will occur in the PM peak hour. There are also 247 Saturday peak hour trips anticipated. Greater Hershey Regional Transportation Study, as well as studies prior to that, did identify this as a problem intersection. The traffic study itself and the applicant is proposing the following improvements. Let me just For the Hirsch Park and Waltonville May Street intersection, they're proposing the addition of a second westbound turn lane on May Street. They are proposing a southbound left turn lane on Hirsch Park Drive to be lengthened 330 feet to accommodate the projected queues. The traffic signal will be adjusted to accommodate the additional westbound left turn lane on May Street, which includes a new mast arm. And sidewalk improvements are also proposed in the area of the westbound left turn lane. At the May Street west driveway intersection, they're proposing a do not block intersection, or do not block the boxes is the traffic term for that. They're proposing signage throughout the shopping center to direct people to alternate locations, and that is shown on sheet 4 of the plan, where they're proposing to route people actually behind the center or out the other side for alternate locations to get back onto Hirsch Park Drive. At the West Driveway and Hotel Drive, they're again proposing a do not block the intersection box, which is shown right there on the plan. And a stop sign is proposed for the northbound approach to the west driveway of the hotel driveway. So there will be a stop sign here. The traffic impact study indicates that the overall intersection level of service would remain at a level of service D. After development and implementation of the proposed improvements, however, as noted in the HRG review letter dated March 4th, 2024, several individual movements are projected to operate at level service E or nearly F. And they also note that the cutoff between those two is 80 seconds. So level of service is measured in seconds at an intersection. Those intersections that will decrease in level of service are the eastbound through along Walton Avenue onto May Street, which will be reduced by about 14.7 seconds, the westbound through May Street onto Walton Avenue, which will be reduced by about 28.7 seconds, and the southbound left turn along Hirsch Park Drive onto May Street, which will be reduced by about 21.1 seconds. HRG's letter also notes that the May Street West Driveway intersection is predicted to degrade from a level of service D to level of service E during the PM peak hours and a level of service D to level of service F during the Saturday peak hours. HRG in their review note that it may be appropriate for the applicant to formally request a waiver from section 185.43J7 of the Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance to maintain traffic in a safe and safe level of service. I did reach out to the applicant and asked them to be prepared to discuss that if the board so desires. The development will add two new infiltration basins to the site. Impervious coverage to the property will be 50,137 square feet. They did receive a variance for impervious coverage. The zoning board also granted relief for the Hirsch Park Drive Route 39 40-foot required landscape buffer. They did request some waivers as part of this plan. They've requested some typical ones of plan scale, meets and bounds of street right-of-ways, center lines, and easements, the stormwater plan and profiles of existing facilities, sanitary plans, and utility plans of existing facilities, monuments and markers in two places where they could not be set, but they've provided or proposed mag nails or drill holes. Emergency spillway located in the 100-year floodplain for one of the stormwater basins, and stormwater management facility bottom elevations greater than the adjacent floodplain. In each of those cases, the Planning Commission and staff are recommending that those waivers be granted. They also requested a waiver from the rate control of stormwater regarding the highway occupancy permit after consultation with HRG. That waiver did not make it to the Planning Commission because the highway design came after this plan was through the Planning Commission. But staff and staff does recommend that waiver be granted. and then the possible waiver of maintaining the flow of traffic. That pretty much concludes my report. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Emmerich. I see that the applicants are here. I just want to just start off by saying there's lots of new information. Welcome back. This is our first opportunity to talk about the traffic impact study and some of the new information that has come through our office. So I just want to say that this evening we're going to have a great discussion. We're going to hear from you. We're going to ask our questions, but we are not going to vote on this evening. We have until the end of May, so we just wanted to start off with that just to be very clear. And we look forward to having a good discussion about where we are in this project.
Sure. Thank you again. My name is Charlie Sir. I'm an attorney with Stevens & Lee, representing the applicant. We were last before the board, I believe, in October of 2023. And since then, well, we've done quite a bit of work on the PennDOT process, getting the HOP ready to be approved by PennDOT. And that's really where things are. The comments that we have back now are minuscule, if even that, basically going to just require the township to send us documents. Holly and Greg agrees that we go through those if necessary. But basically, the HOP process is done as far as our submission to go through, and the permit would be ready to be issued as soon as we get that paperwork done. There's no more design work to be done relative to PennDOT. So one of the main concerns that we had when we started this project with PennDOT a year ago was about, we call it a project creep, whether this project would get bigger, would PennDOT approve it, what are they going to think about it, they want us to do more, whatnot. Fortunately, that hasn't happened. I think they've been very good in working with township staff here and the submissions that things have been approved as we've submitted. Starting out with, as Chuck said, just really with at the main intersection, improvements in the lanes, and then some of the additions have to do, particularly with the lengthening of the turn lane along Hershey Park Drive that happened in the second submission. And of course, each one of those submissions, you do the work, 30, 40 days, you get back, there's resubmission time. So it took quite a while to get that all taken care of the multiple submissions. So we're in a very good place as to PennDOT to have these improvements permanent as going forward with that. The new question that really came out from the HRG letter came out of here has to do with the section 18543J7 on here, which is referred to in the first page of the HRG's letter, whether there would be a waiver required for that. And this is really the first new comment that we've seen regarding the PennDOT permitting or the HOP improvements. And I just want to spend a little time about that. That section talks about, if I read it, the traffic impact study shall include at the minimum the following data, recommendations for transportation improvements needed to maintain traffic flow to, from, and past the site at an acceptable and safe level of service. So this, again, is a requirement of what details are within the traffic impact study. The last revision that we did with the traffic impact study, and that was from February 2024, came through, identified those improvements which needed to be done to meet that standard. And that's really the improvements that were set forth in the, I get the name correct here, is the Hershey Park, the Greater Hershey Regional Traffic Study that came in there, which involved significant improvements to this entire intersection, part of what we were proposing here, but also included the addition of through lanes along Hershey Park Drive. And that's really what's necessary to make this intersection, you say, work, completely be improved, and that's been identified by the township for quite some time now going through here. Our project here is proposing a portion of those improvements that are coming in here. I don't know what the percentage is, whether it's a quarter or a third, but it's certainly some percentage of those improvements, which the township has recognized, of really what needs to be done for full improvement of this intersection. We, however, are not in a position to put in through lanes through Hershey Park Drive. That's not what we submitted to PennDOT, and our project can't support it, and it's something that we are not able to do. getting back to the ordinance standard, the ordinance standard just talks about recommendations that must be made. It does not say anything about whether those recommendations need to be implemented or they actually need to be constructed going through. It's just what details are within the traffic impact study. But to the extent of the township, if they think that the words somehow you must do the improvements are within there, we would ask for a waiver of that, and we certainly can submit that paperwork to move forward on there. Other than that, we have the traffic study has basically stayed the same since we were originally before the board at multiple times. We are not considering doing any additional improvements to the level of what we have proposed here. This basically taps out the project of what we can do for off-site improvements. This is not a large redevelopment of the site, and this is really the maximum that we can do. So I guess we put all through that. Again, I'm sitting here to vote on tonight, but we're certainly hoping that that's going to happen very soon moving forward, because we have been working on this for over a year going forward with that. And at this stage, there's really not a lot of new information coming through, although your board chair will be here, I presume, at a later meeting to move forward with that. So Holly Evans is here. If you have any questions about the actual design and the PennDOT process, Greg Creasy is here, our traffic engineer, in case there's any questions about the traffic impact study and what he put in there, especially regarding the recommended improvements that are there and how that relates to the improvements that we are proposing before it moves to your things. Pablo Maneras is also here representing the applicant in case there's questions about Starbucks going in or anything related to the site design, not related to traffic, but anything related to the project, he's certainly there. So I think with that, we want to have a discussion. So we certainly like to hear from you what your thoughts are and where we go from here.
Thank you, Mr. Sara. I guess my first question is, if someone could just walk us through the improvements, and I'm guessing that that's what Chuck has up on the big screen here, that the applicant is willing to do to help mitigate the traffic issues.
So, how would you want to do that? Why don't you
wait for a little plan here in a second?
Chuck, I don't know. Is it?
It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, why don't you...
It's good because I'm going to move.
All right.
There's a barrier.
Was that his? Okay. And real briefly, again, Holly Evans, Engineering. And to add a little bit to what Charlie just indicated, as far as the HOP permit is concerned, all the technical portions of the plan are done. They are completed. All that is left now for PennDOT to move forward is for the township to sign a traffic signal plan and take action on any easements or right-of-way that's being offered for dedication to allow the plan. So there are zero technical comments left on the HOP plan as far as PennDOT is concerned.
And when do you anticipate that, or were you thinking that's happening imminently?
It can't go any further until the board here takes action. So basically, we are as far as we can take the HOP plan. All right, the next step would be for this board here to sign the traffic signal plan and for this board to work with the documentation for their right-of-way dedications and easements. Until that's happened, PennDOT can't go any further because it's now basically in your hands. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Relative to the improvements, we have taken Main Street.
The easements, meaning the easements from the applicant granted to the township.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, okay. We've provided.
There's no outside other parties that are involved in this.
You are correct.
No.
You are correct. And we provide all the legal description and exhibits for all the easements, whether it be right-of-way taking along the, and I'll simplify that. There's a stretch of right-of-way that has to be taken along here to make the improvements, as well as a stormwater drainage easement and then a grading easement. All the exhibits have been provided to the township staff and their engineer, and I believe the engineer's review does and had no comments on there, pretty well straightened out. It's basically ready for all legal documents to be prepared.
So you're saying the only thing PennDOT's waiting for at this point is township signature on the plan and finalization of the easements that the applicant will be granted to the township associated with these improvements.
That is correct. One railway and two easements. Yes. Okay. As far as the plan is concerned, basically what we're doing is we're adding a second left turn lane from Main Street onto southbound West Chocolate Avenue, or Hirsch, sorry, Hirsch Park Drive, okay? To add that extra second left turn lane, we have to widen the road to the north to move the current right turn lane out and improve it so it comes on down through and makes the right turn lane heading north on Hirsch Park Drive. In doing such, we're actually going to improve this leg of the intersection even better because currently it can only handle a certain size truck. We're going to be improving that facility to handle the largest possible truck expected to be handled through there, which is WBI Billy 62. So this will be improved as well as shoving the lane over about 12 feet to make room for the additional left-hand turn lane. It's a series of stormwater improvements also going along with that as far as stormwater piping and stuff tied to all of this. Reworking the island with this location and crosswalks, as well as adding then the extension of the left turn lane on southbound Western or Hirsch Park Drive. As you can see, with the pavement, it's darkened up. There's a stormwater pipe that comes through that ties into the head wall over this location as well. All the improvements pretty much happened from the driveway access up here at Applebee's on down through. There's a new mast arm being provided right about, I'm going to say right about this location here to give direction for making sure people know that there's a dual left turn lanes and one lane is for a certain type of trucks and the other lane is for other type of vehicles based upon their size. It has to do with turning radiuses coming onto Hirsch Park Drive.
Now, Holly, when the traffic is coming down there, I know at one of our prior meetings we talked about the phasing of the signal. Now, will all the left turns, like now, when you come out now, with there are, if you're coming towards the property on, towards the property, there are already two left turn lanes. So when these are added, will they go at one at a time, like the left turns?
I'm not sure what I'm trying to say.
Will they be phased to the left?
They'll be staggered.
They'll be staggered.
And the reason for that is basically, if they don't stagger them, the conflict here in the center would cause accidents. So they are staggered left turn lanes, or turn signal timings.
So only the two left turn lanes won't be going at the same time in opposite directions?
Correct, in opposite directions, right.
Yes.
So these two left turn lanes will go at one time, and then these two left turn lanes will go at a different time.
Okay.
They will not happen concurrently.
Is that part of the issue that HRG found with the stacking issues? Is that part of it because of those timings that's increasing the time?
I'll let the traffic engineer speak more specifically, but because they have to operate at separate times, it takes time out of the allowable time for the intersection overall to function.
Okay.
And that happens because of the configuration or the orientation of the road, as opposed to being at a nice 90-degree angle, which would be across the bottom up and down. Because Hirsch Park Drive is at a skewed angle, the way the roads come in, we can't let them operate concurrently. If we could, then we'd save a lot of time, but it just doesn't happen. So that chews up a lot of the available time in that intersection. And you're going to have it no matter what improvements. Even when the township do their own improvements in the future, it's going to affect the timing of the intersection because of that staggered left turn timing.
And that's part of the PennDOT plan.
Correct. The PennDOT plan is, this what we're showing you here is one leg of the PennDOT plan. I should say of the township's long-term plan as part of the Harrisburg Regional Traffic Improvement Plan. All this was part of your plan already. So we're going to provide all those improvements for you. What we're not providing is an additional through lane that you've already identified needs to be provided eastbound and west, or north and south on Hirsch Park Drive.
You go over a little bit about the area where the Starbucks and the other retail location will be, how traffic is planning to flow out of those two buildings and how they're going to access that intersection.
Sorry, just looking for a more overall plan.
Sure.
We'll do it in two pieces.
You have to go back to probably the very early part of the pages. Oh, you missed it.
Yeah.
Right there. All right, so Starbucks, the traffic coming into and out of Starbucks will come up the air, turn right onto the lower drive or the western drive. Come on in, the hotel drive, enter in, providing adequate stacking to go on a roughing kind of drive-through, comes on back out. It will turn left onto the hotel drive. obviously, there's not going to be any concern of traffic right at this location here because the only other user is the hotel itself. Traffic will come on down. It'll tee up at a stop sign at this location. Because some of the amount of traffic concern are backing through the intersection up this direction, we provide a do not block the box location right here, along with the stop sign, so anybody coming out of the shopping center coming down will stop, leave an opening gap so that anybody here can queue themselves into the traffic and then turn left onto May Street.
Are those enforceable, those boxes? Or is it just kind of like a be nice to your neighbor recommendation?
I would defer that to the traffic engineer.
Chief, are those enforceable? Do not block the box?
In that case, it probably would not be because that's a
private property.
But the one on May Street would not be on private. The one would be one on May Street right here that would not be on private. That would be on public.
It would be similar to do not block the intersection there at Elm and Governor.
And again, this is only really occurring the biggest time. I'm looking to clarify. This is basically your Saturday peak hour. This is not going to happen 90% of the time. It's the Saturday peak hour time frame where we really have the need for the concern.
I think a lot of us, I mean, are you local? I mean,
yes.
Lot of us who use that area, it's great. There's lots of new places up there, and lots of people like to go to TJ Maxx and all of the new businesses that are out there. It's busy. And people that are coming through the township to go to Hershey Park, they're going to stop. We know they're going to stop.
And we know they're going to stop there.
And I hope that they'll be good neighbors and they'll not block the box. But if that stacks, is there any signage to kind of weave people
yes.
around and go
yes.
back up to the top?
So basically, and I'm trying to get this thing to the field. I apologize. I shake a lot because I got Parkinson's, so bear with me. It's a little bit here. There is signage right at this location here. So if you cannot get out and turn left, we're providing signage that will direct you back up. That's when these arrows come on through here. We'll take you up through. That will formally direct you back around the back side of the center. But you can also then come on up here and cut across and go out this direction. We've also provided additional signage at the Chipotle location here. So there people don't want to go down this direction, but to direct them up and come on out at the upper drive.
So that's part of the nice market.
Yes. So rather, we don't want to run pick traffic in front across the front of Wise Markets. All right. We either want to take the Chipotle traffic up the one driveway and come on out right here, or take traffic if it does want to come on up again in this direction, or primarily direct it to the far eastern drive.
So behind the buildings.
Behind the buildings. So we're providing directional traffic to alleviate. So if you pull up there and someone has decided to block the box, they don't want to be nice, they don't want to let you in, then fine. There's a sign that will direct you, make a right, go up to the top part of the shopping center, and come on out one of two other driveway locations here or here. Which gives you ample room then to come on down and get yourself queued in and tied into the traffic flow onto Hershey Park Drive.
And Mr. Emmerich, that still has signage there that you can't turn right. Correct. Like people won't be going back into like Lucy Avenue and like that residential area. That sign stays there, right?
That's
too.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. That's correct.
Thank you, Holly, for helping walk through
okay.
this whole process. Is there any? Do you guys have any
Holly,
questions?
The size of the building is 7,500 square feet.
That is correct.
And it's assumed Starbucks taking a third.
About a third. So Starbucks is about a third. Then we have the Aspen Dental on the other end, and there's a very small little retail space between the two of them.
And no drive-through for the Starbucks.
No, there is a drive-through. There is a drive-through. That is provided, and you can see that there. The Starbucks does have, we had an adequate drive-through stacking lane.
I misspoke in it.
All right.
Thank you. Something that runs through my head is what happens if and when the whole thing becomes a Starbucks? Starbucks comes to you and says, we need more space.
They can't. The other tenants have...
Assuming that they're, that's a
they know tenants have leases that 10-year leases that can't. You know, it might happen in 11 years, but not like Starbucks can just demand to take more space.
Well, one thing also
they can make a request if it's available.
Only if it's available. But as I said, the other two tenants
have 10-year
leases.
And if there were changes, I mean, the traffic study assumed a certain volume of traffic. And if the Starbucks would take the whole thing, and if that would then, say, double the traffic, I'm just throwing that out there.
Yes.
We're outside of our approvals. We were outside of our approvals.
that would be a different use of that space. You could possibly
We would have to come back here to take care of that. That's really where we go.
Okay. On a side note, if I may, with the preliminary plan approval, just so you're aware of, most of the waiver requests that you're seeing were already approved as part of the preliminary plan. I think it may be one or two, like this, the one stormwater one, and there might be one other one that was not part of the preliminary plan, but all those waivers are already approved once with the preliminary plan. And as far as the land development plan itself is concerned, I think there are no technical issues relative to the land development plan review itself. So those are all been addressed and cleaned up.
Thank you.
Creasy, can I ask you a quick question, please?
Come on.
Oh, yeah, you're not getting off that easy.
He thought if he was dressed like that, he would
be. I didn't wear a tie. I felt like a blame.
You should have snuck in the corner.
You guys all recognize me, I know.
Can you just say your name for the record?
The improvements that are, with the improvements these you guys have decided to perform for us, or to get this project done, why is the level of service still going to be either E and or F? That bothers me.
It's first, Greg Creasy with Grove Miller Engineering and Harrisburg with a traffic consultant for the project. It's just a function of the traffic that's out there. There's nothing that you can do at a stop controlled intersection to improve the level of service above that, unless you put a signal in. And we can't put a signal in here because it's so close to that one. Mm-hmm. And we can't put a signal in here because this is right here. So there's limited things you can do once the volume of traffic gets to a certain level. And one other thing I wanted to point out when we were talking about the intersection of your Hotel Drive and the West Driveway, we have a don't block the box markings. And we're also adding a stop sign coming down the hill. So people coming out of Hotel Drive, when they if they're here stopped, they really only have to wait for people coming in here. If someone later comes down here stops, they have to let people go. So there's a chance of back and forth instead of everyone coming down the hill and just blocking it up constantly, even with whether or not the markings are there, providing another. Those people have to stop and be able to right away if someone's already waiting coming out of the hotel. So. Holly does a good job presenting traffic stuff, but I want to make sure I emphasize that. Because there seem to be a lot of questions there. So.
Well, Greg, what would happen if the township does their project? I mean, if the overall project improvements with the through lanes, if that would go through, are we still dealing in level of services, which are low? Or is that what really the panacea which takes care of everything?
I can answer my question, but I need to get
over it. Eric, you may know.
Well, I have the level of service tables in front of me here. With those extra through lanes, the level of service out there largely become back to level of service D or better. There's still one that remains as an E, but it's close to the level of service E or in this the Saturday D, which is the one that it had the most significant impact. The improvements out there, the extra wide University Park Drive, really don't do anything for the internal intersections other than maybe reduce the queues a little bit by being more efficient. But the internal intersections, or the intersection with May and the Western Driveway, is perfectly going to operate the same with or without the other project.
And Eric, it's enough of a noticeable difference when people are going to be driving on this, they're going to feel it. Like, at least it says, going from 50 to 79 seconds, that's an extra 20 seconds.
Right.
People are going to feel
those
it.
Are, those specific movements are fairly significant.
Yep. Eric, those numbers, that letter from March 4th, are those from HRG? Is that from the traffic study that the applicant did?
The March 4th letter was HRG's comment letter based on the findings of the traffic study.
So the traffic study did 79.9 seconds versus 80 seconds. 80 seconds, I believe, is an F?
Correct.
And but 79.9. Could someone demonstrate the difference for me between 79.9 and 80 seconds? It almost depends on how fast someone actually, and that's the average.
That was the point I was drawing to, is that it's very nearly a level of service at. They're just meeting the E threshold, but it's right at the cusp.
They're all within 1 second of being an F, but they essentially are an F.
Correct, those three movies.
But, okay, thank you.
But again, I think, Eric, if I'm correct, the only way to alleviate that is once those additional lanes are added on Hershey Park Drive, those issues go away, correct?
That's correct.
And those are items that you've already identified in your long-term 12-year plan are, as part of that intersection improvements. The township already has a plan that identifies all those improvements. We are basically taking care of one leg of those improvements for you with our project.
Which is a big help, but I feel like we're being asked to add extra lanes for our Starbucks.
But no, but you've already identified those lanes to go in, not for the Starbucks, but as part of an overall project.
Well, right now, Saturday peak level of service is D, right? I guess I should, which intersections are we talking about? We're talking about Saturday peak going from level of service D to E to E to
A. Which movement? There's only one intersection.
Which movement?
The two through movements on the side street approaches, the westbound through, the eastbound through, and then the southbound left turning onto May Street from Hershey Park Drive. So those are the three movements
Not the main through movements on Hershey Park Drive. So the movements that are being delayed are not the main movements keeping your traffic flowing through your patrons who are here visiting the park. It's the people coming, leaving our shopping center.
Those are two, right?
What's that? Yep.
Two leaving right or left, right? Saturday peak?
I think it was just two leaving left.
Okay.
Two leaving left, okay. Or it's coming, turning left in the center. That's two of the three. And a third one is coming from Hummelstown across. And my comment to you is where it gets improved, whenever you add additional through lanes, okay, it takes up, it provides additional capacity for the through lanes to be balancing out on those other directions. That's how those other movements get improved. So they get improved because, number one, is when you add additional through lanes, north and south on Hershey Park Drive, now you don't need as much time to move that traffic through, so you can give traffic timing back to the through lanes and allow those to function better. All right? Additionally, as I mentioned before, I apologize here. Lost my train of thought. It was the staggered turn lanes. Yeah, as far as, because of the way they're skewed, we cannot have them turning concurrently at the same time. And there's nothing any of us can do about that. That's inherent to the intersection. You'll have that now. You'll have that later on with your 12-year plan improvement plan. You have that because of how the intersection is skewed. So you're losing time there. That would have been nice to have. We can't get that time back. The only way to get time back in that area is when you add those two through lanes, which is part of your long-term plan. It'll give time back to three movements that really affect our use, not so much your use as far as a township relative to your patrons, relative to the guests who are visiting the park, who are visiting downtown Hershey, because they're going to be flying, they're going to still go through the intersection at a relatively reasonable pace.
This development is not causing these level of service needs. If you look at table one in the study, during the AM, the PM, and Saturday peak hour, there are currently, in existing conditions, movements and approaches to operate at level service E or F. It's just kind of following through the process, and as you add the traffic from the growth of the background growth, the way we have to assume the traffic grows, I think it's about 0.5% per year. That adds a little bit more delay, then the traffic from the development adds a little bit more delay. So it's not like we're not taking an existing intersection that works at a level service D or better for all the movements and making it worse. There's movements that are currently at level service E or F, and we're trying to deal with balancing out all of those delays and try to keep the level of service the same.
Which ones currently are level E or F? Is this you're talking Saturday peak?
All. In the AM peak hour,
Saturday.
Well, I'm starting, it's more than just one. It's not just Saturday. In the AM, the May Street approach, the left turn movements and the through lane are E.
Currently.
And the northbound left from Hershey Park Drive into May is E. And the southbound left from Hershey Park Drive the one more length and easy. Both, basically, both left turn lanes on Hershey Park Drive are E. And then the PM, it's the Walton Avenue approach, the left turn lane and the through lane, and then also the Main Street, just like in the AIP car, the same level of service E there. And then the north and southbound lefts on Hershey Park Drive. And on Saturday, it's Walton Avenue is E, and then the left turn coming out of Main Street and the left southbound left on Hershey Park Drive are E. So, like I said, it's not, you're not having to make, you're not having to make these improvements just for Starbucks. It's just the intersection as it is needs help. We're trying to do a part of that.
And we're trying to offset as much of that as we possibly can. And again, we're not in, through movements on Hershey Park Drive for your patrons, so those people coming to visit are not the ones being hampered. It's really, if people have a tough time getting back to the development, they'll just not, they won't go shopping there. They might want to get their Starbucks. I'm not going to sit here and have anybody, they won't go to their Starbucks. But my point is you know, they'll look for a different time to go to them. They'll have to weigh their choices.
I understand you said about the waivers being granted on a preliminary plan. Did I hear correctly? Is there a new waiver that's being requested? Maybe just not the one relating to the traffic, but there is did I hear correctly? There is another new waiver that they're requesting. Maybe having to do with the basin or stormwater.
It was related to the rate control for the highway occupancy permit. So in that case, they were requesting that section be waived for the 1 and 2 year storm designs.
Our increases are decimals of a CFS, I believe.
Right.
We are exceeding by decimals of a CFS.
Explain that for
as in not even one additional CFS
What's a CFS?
A cubic foot per second. I'm sorry. A CFS is a cubic foot per second. All right. So when you're measuring how fast the water flows, so we're basically increasing the water by the bucket loads, not gushing down through there. But we just can't quite get enough. The number's so small. And we got ourselves so tight, we can't quite get that last couple of bucket loads out of the rate that we're coming down through there. I think that it's less than one CFS.
It's the exceedance for the 1 year storm event is 0.47, and for the 2 year is 0.19.
So 0.2 CFS or 0.47 CFS, you know, a quarter or a half a cubic foot. How much we're talking about in it per second. So it's not like we're talking lots of water. These typical pipes, a typical 18-inch pipe might carry 13 to 20 CFS. So we're talking garden hose type volumes, exceeding it by.
So that's the new waiver because it was with the HOP, which obviously go for the Planning Commission because that process is all happened after that.
Okay. And again, staff's recommendation on that waiver was vetted through HRG.
Was it like that?
Vetted through HRG. They concur that the way it's reasonable.
Mr. Armstrong, can I give you a picture of what a CFS is? A typical, if you're in your shower, that's two CFS. So we're talking, you know, a tenth of that. About how much we're exceeding it by.
Just depends on what type of shower you're in. Unless you want to go to that place.
Does anyone else have any other questions? Thank you, all of you, for coming back in, for talking about this.
Sure.
We will have a full board soon. We won't push this off for much longer, but once we have a full board here, we can digest all this information and get this on a future agenda.
As it relates to those additional agreements, Pat, I was planning on waiting to see if really get this approved, and then I could provide you drafts, or do you have drafts for right-of-way dedications that you'd like to use?
Yeah, so I was just quickly looking through the preliminary plan approval. I'll look through a little bit closer to see exactly what we need. Easements, development agreement, memorandum, development agreement,
right.
Stormwater. I can circulate those. I think it makes sense to make the wait to see which direction it goes, but...
Right. And particularly for the HOP easements, because remember, that's kind of tied up with PennDOT to get those, but...
Right. We have those, Eric, we have those descriptions for the HOP easements?
We do, that's correct.
And those, I guess those would be not only road widening, but also stormwater? Is it a mix?
There are three. Yeah, there's right of way, there's traffic signal easement, and drainage easement, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, those should be.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, All right, well, thanks. Appreciate it. Let us know when we coordinate. Are we coming back in next month, 2 weeks? I mean, I don't know. I gave an extension a little longer. But
Matt and with Chuck and Chuck and Yen. So usually check that you're working through to schedule these.
Yeah. Okay. He'll let us know with that. Okay, well, thank you. We appreciate that. And we'll see you soon.
Thank you, guys. All right, moving on to E, consideration of authorizing a map amendment to the zoning ordinance related to properties at 858 and 890 Old West Chocolate, tax map parcel 24-008-015, 24-008-024, and 24-008-25. Mr. Emmerich.
Sorry for all that. So the properties that we're, just to get the board oriented, just to get the board oriented here, the properties that we're talking about are west of the Mill Restaurant. On our zoning map, the Mill Restaurant is Hershey Mixed Use Zoning with the 9.1 overlay, which does allow restaurants. The old Fratty Mobile Home Park, if everybody knows where I am, or Fratty's Print Shop property, that Fratty's Print Shop is no more. That property is just the Hershey mixed use. It does not have the 9.1 overlay. So we did receive an application from Tana Properties to rezone that property to, or add an overlay of 9.1 to that property, which makes sense. It's almost an orphaned piece of property. Otherwise, it's within the Hershey mixed use zoning district. When we were looking at the, and we are supportive of that zoning, but I'm just going to move beyond that for a moment. When we were reviewing the zoning map, we came to find that First Davis, this commercial site, was inadvertently also zoned Hershey mixed use, which makes it a non-conforming use. Everything up against it is industrial zoning, which is more appropriate for that site. I talked to Pete Davis about, while we're doing a zoning modification in this area, zoning his property more appropriately to industrial, and he is on board with that. Because we have an application from a private property and we have an interest in rezoning additional land, I feel like this is a zoning modification that the township should take on. So I'm looking for direction from the board to do such. And just to maybe show you what some of that looks like on maps. Presently, again, the Hershey mixed use comes down and includes the First Davis property. And it also includes the Freddy property. So First Davis, quite simply, should be purple, not brown. Likewise, here in the 9.1 overlay, it includes the Mill property, but didn't catch the Fratty property. So we've been proposing pushing that 9.1 down. The Mill restaurant wishes to create really a reception center, but another restaurant there. And likewise, then in the industrial zone, the map change would be simply to include this small piece of property in with the industrially zoned properties. So I hope that all makes sense. I mean, it's rather simple zoning modifications. I don't see anything treacherous or wrong with this. But again, because we want to do both properties at one time, it makes sense that the township staff would take on bringing this forward. So what I'm looking for is authorization to do that. And so if the board so chooses to do that, I do have a suggested motion.
Okay. Are there any questions for Mr. Emmerich?
Yeah, Chuck, very quickly. Was that as a result of spot zoning?
No.
I mean, not what your request is, but what it was prior. Yeah.
Because
it doesn't seem like it should have been that way in the first place.
No, I agree. I agree. I'd be hard pressed to call it spot zoning.
Yes, I think it would profit. I wasn't here at the time, but there was probably a planning reason for the way it was zoned.
Possibly so. Although I don't know why First Davis didn't make it into industrial. I think that was pure out a mistake on our part, on my part.
Seeing that there's no additional questions, I will offer a motion that the board authorize the staff to proceed with the proposed zoning ordinance amendment related to map amendments for tax map parcel numbers 2024-008-015, 2024-008-024, and 2024-008-25 to be forwarded to the Dauphin County and Township Planning Commissions for review and comment once completed by staff and reviewed by our solicitor, and further authorizes it to be advertised for a public hearing and for adoption. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Any additional comment or concern? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, and the motion passes. Okay, moving on, we have the acceptance of financial security for the stormwater management plan for 1675 Sand Hill Road. Mr. Emmerich.
And we have quite a few of these on the agenda. So this particular one is for a garden shed at 1675 Sand Hill Road. The owner is Susan Newcomb. HRG did review the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommends that financial security in the amount of $11,987 is to be provided, which the applicant has provided and has entered into the township standard agreement to provide financial security. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors accepts the cash financial security and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with Susan Newcomb.
Okay, anything for Chuck on this item? All right, let's look for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we accept cash financial security in the amount of $11,987 and enter into an agreement to provide financial security between Susan J. Newcomb and the Township for the Stormwater Management Plan for 1675 Sand Hill Road, S-2023-TAC-018.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Samuda. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Wyckoff. Any additional comments? Hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion passes. Okay, moving on to accept the financial security for the stormwater management plan for 664 Meadow Rose Court. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you. This is for a garage. The property owners are Kevin and Mary Lou Cockroft. HRG reviewed the cost estimate and recommended financial security in the amount of $11,592 is to be provided, which has been provided, and the applicant has entered into the financial security agreement with the township. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors accepts the financial security and enters into the agreement to provide financial security for the completion of the stormwater plan.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Mr. Emmerich? All right, hearing none, I will offer a motion that the board accepts the cash financial security in the amount of $11,592 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security between Kevin Cockcroft and Mary Lou Cockcroft at the and the township for the stormwater management plan for 664 Meadow Rose Court, S-004-001. Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Any additional comments? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, and the motion passes. Another financial security for stormwater management plan, and this is for 610 Hilltop Road. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you. This one is for a dwelling and driveway expansion at 610 Hilltop Road. The property owners are Jonathan and Cora Tomasco. HRG reviewed the cost estimate and recommends that financial security in the amount of $29,338 is to be provided, which has been provided in the form of cash, and the owner has entered into the standard agreement with the township. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors accepts the cash financial security and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with the owners.
Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Any questions from the board about this plan? Okay, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that the board accept financial security in the amount of $29,338.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any additional comments? Okay, hearing none, all in favor of accepting the security for the Temasco property, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, and the motion passes. And our final acceptance of financial security for this evening is for 2288 Joanne Avenue. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you. This project is for a dwelling attached garage, deck, and driveway at 2288 Joanne Avenue. The applicant property owner is Glenn and Patricia Foster. HRG reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and is recommending that financial security in the amount of $18,378 is to be provided, which it has been in the form of cash, and the owners have entered into the standard agreement to provide financial security. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors accepts the financial security and enters into the agreement to provide financial security for the completion of the project.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Any questions for Chuck? Okay, I will offer a motion that the Township accepts the $18,378 and enters into an agreement to provide financial security for the Foster's property at 2288 Joanne Avenue. Is there a second?
Second.
Great, seconded by Supervisor Prado. Any additional comment? Okay, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, and the motion passes. So that concludes the business portion of our agenda this evening, and we're moving on to Supervisor Board and Committee reports. So I will start to my left with Supervisor Zimuna.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This morning I was part of a group that gets together and talks about the transportation issues in the township, amongst other things. We discussed the Hershey Park events and the traffic surrounding them. As a note, the park opens this weekend on the 29th. We discussed the Ridge Road project. It is on schedule for a spring start. We are planning on having DTMA come in and discuss the plans moving forward publicly, so that everybody's aware of it. And that's really about it. The rest of it was normal business, a discussion about something I really shouldn't talk about here. So.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Zimuna. Supervisor Carano.
Yes, Carano and I had a DTMA meeting last night. I'll be giving you some highlights. The Clearwater Plant Energy Enhancement Project. The project was completed and the facility is fully operational. Is everybody sitting down? The authority's electric bill last month was 78 cents for a savings of $30,000 to $40,000 of monthly savings. Spring Creek Interceptor Upgrade Project. Anticipate completion of the sewer work in March of 24, final paving on East Gary and West Mansion Road by the April of 24. Shank Park entrance, stormwater culvert. The culvert work is complete. DTMA is coordinating with Verizon, on replacement of their damaged communication pump. And finally, Stoverdale Road. The project includes various pipes, crossing replacements. Work to be completed prior to the township's paving project in 24/25. Design and permitting underway. I can't go back and repeat the electrical thing. That's it. Thank
That's
you.
Pretty amazing. So
I wish I could say something to do with it. I didn't.
Supervisor Wyckoff, do you have a report this evening?
I do not. Thank you.
Okay, and I do not have anything to report out this evening either. So moving on to our departmental reports, Chief Warner.
Please, Madam Chair, I have nothing additional for tonight.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Sussman.
And I have nothing for this evening. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Clark?
I have nothing. Thank you.
Okay. Mrs. Giacomini?
I've got something. So on Wednesdays, we're starting a new thing at the library called Gather at the Library. The idea is the library is a community gathering place where everyone of any age, just any person can come to the library and interact with other people and get that community that people are really missing. The CDC has actually declared loneliness epidemic, so the library is trying to combat that. So on April 3rd, we have a happy hour that's being sponsored by Carnes. Unfortunately, there will be no alcoholic beverages, but it's lemonade, tea, cookies, just snacks to have at the library, then an open book group and crochet night. Then on April 10th, we're going to have board games out and community crochet night day as well. So more information on our website.
Awesome. Sounds super fun. Thank Thank you. Mr. Jackson?
We had a bit of a soggy egg hunt on Saturday, unfortunately, but we do want to thank everyone who came out and braved the weather. Also, a huge thank you to the Hershey Company, Seaside Amusements, the Leader Center for stuffing, helping to stuff our eggs, and the fire department for delivering the bunny again this year. So our next special event will be the Fishing Derby on May 4th. So we're hoping for a little bit more favorable weather conditions for that.
Let's hope.
So.
Okay, thank you. Do you have anything else this evening, Mr.
Stone? The only thing that at our meeting this morning, the department did mention that they received the in-road pedestrian crossing signs. They'll be installing them over the next few weeks, so we'll start seeing those popping up in the crosswalks and
restaurants. Fantastic. We're looking forward to it on all the trail crossings. Mr. Emmerich?
I'll just mention something fun. Downtown Hershey Association is having an adult Easter egg hunt on Saturday. There's some really, really great prizes. You ought to come on down.
That sounds
good. It'll be downtown.
Okay, thank you. All right, Mr. Christman.
Just a couple of items. Madam Chair, Allison did mention it, but our Keystone grant paperwork is through the door. Collected signatures tonight, so we're one step closer to getting that grant to start having the money flow through for our library projects, and that's always very exciting. We'll get that moving shortly. During our last meeting, Chief Warner, myself, Lieutenant Stemmel, and Roach, we attended the 2024 PELRAS conference in State College. As you know, that's a great labor law conference that we had the opportunity to attend. I just want to thank the board for giving us that opportunity. I think it's well worth money, well worth spending, and we learn an awful lot as it relates to labor matters as they impact municipal governments. Lastly, I just wanted to remind the board, I know we have another meeting coming up in 2 weeks, but the PSATS conference is here at Hershey again this year, as you know. We are host to that conference. That's April 14th through the 17th, so I do encourage you to attend if you have some time during that week. There are some great sessions. It's also a good opportunity to interact with other supervisors from around the state. It's always well attended. So just wanted to put that out there. Outside of that, I have nothing else to report, so thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Christman. So that wraps up our reports. Now I'm going to open the floor to anyone who would like to offer a public comment this evening. You're welcome to come up and state your name and address and put your comments on the record. Hi, Tracy Brown, 319 Park Avenue. I wasn't coming to speak, but hearing the Starbucks proposal and living near a Starbucks with a drive-thru, and knowing kind of the nuisance situation that started, I have some questions as to how many car lengths the drive-through would be. It's not like it's McDonald's where things are like rapidly prepared. People come and they order specialty coffees. It takes a while. So it does tend to stack up, and I think it's naive to think that people will come at another time. Never underestimate a mom with kids in the back of the car. They want their caffeine. So they're going to wait, and they will stack up unless there is ample space. So I couldn't quite see how many car lengths it would be for the drive-through.
I think it looks like Chuck's trying to find an answer.
That's okay. It's not like McDonald's, you know, where you have the fries there and you have the McNuggets. People are ordering their specialty drinks.
So this drive-through is relatively long compared to most drive-throughs in the township. I couldn't tell you how many cars, but unlike the one at the outlets, it can back up for a long, long way before it hits a public
road. Up to block the box. Well, that's what I was
right.
curious
don't,
about.
Don't hit to block the box.
Because people are going to.
So far as a nuisance on the public road from the drive-through line, I couldn't ever anticipate that happening here.
All right, so it's not the same as like the outlets where people went out into the street and they blocked the intersection, they blocked the entrance. Okay. All right, just had some questions and I just wanted some clarification, so thank you.
Thank you, Chuck, too, for bringing us up and showing us that, too. Appreciate that. Anybody else like to offer public comment this evening? Okay.
I just wanted to say something real quick. I wanted to thank the police department and the fire department. It was very cool that you guys did after the hockey team won. the other night. I saw a lot of positive stuff and support sets. It was very cool. We brought the state championship to the ice hockey team. That was cool. Thank you.
Okay. All right. With that, we will close this evening's meeting. Have a good night, everybody. Oh gosh, I'm sorry. So excited to do that. Okay, we have a motion to adjourn. Oh, we do have a brief executive session to discuss a real estate issue.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
All right. All in favor, please.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Now we will close. Have a good night.